Good morning, and welcome to Tech Talk on K1 1400 and 93.3. Brought to you by Ernest Heating and Air, NBR Electronics, and IT Village. Question about your technical device, your computer, your cell phone? 1-800-749-5936. 1-800-749-5936. And now, your host of Tech Talk, Charles Miller of NBR Electronics, and Charles Mall of IT Village. It's Tech Talk on K1 1400 and 93.3. Good morning, and time to get techie with it with Charles and Charles. Gentlemen, good morning. How are we today?
Good morning. Doing fine.
How are you?
Are you there, Charles?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. This is the last week you'll probably be on that telephone.
Well, I don't know the telephone, but at least I'll try to make it in for sure.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, as this thing is starting to wind down, we're hoping it's starting to wind down. We're going to see... people back out and getting to work again. You know, it's getting tiresome being just at home for most people. Yeah.
It is.
I was reading on the news this morning about all the Californians that are hitting the beach. They're defying orders and said, look, we're tired of this nonsense. It's too hot to be cooped up in the house. We're going to the beach.
Yeah.
There's that need and that drive to get out.
Yep, for sure.
Well, it's been a busy week for me. I don't know how it's been for you, but, you know, a lot of different systems that I've had to work on. And, of course, people, you know, the general public that come in for phone repairs and tablet repairs and so forth. And it seems like more tablets than not now because everybody's home playing on them and breaking them all to pieces. So, you know, I've been pretty busy.
Yeah, I've been pretty busy myself, but just steady stuff.
Yeah.
So it hadn't let up much for me. But, you know, this remote business is really kind of taken front and center because, you know, there's so many people now. You know, the dependency on their technology stuff is kind of stepped up a bit, you know, as far as accessing things from wherever they are.
Yeah, and, you know, it's really wise to get a hold of, a local place for tech support, being real careful to get tech support outside that you know nothing about. You know, you get these people calling in, and or you may call a number and they have fake numbers up there, you know, where people can access your computer and get all your information. So finding somebody local like yourself, you know, we're talking about people that can help you be able to fix your problems online. Don't trust just everybody out there. You want to make sure that you're very careful about who you choose to help you with those needs during this time.
Yep. Yeah, because I can get access to the systems pretty quick, you know, so I can just walk people through stuff by sharing the screen. You know, it's getting to be a pretty common technology, but you do want to be careful who you do let in.
Yeah, because there's a lot of scammers out there, and, I mean, they're looking for this time because people are home.
Oh, yeah.
And they've got lots and lots of time to deal with you and get your information. So you just got to be really careful. You know, if you have a platform, you know, like, if you're with AT&T, be sure you're calling AT&T's tech support. Make sure that's who you're getting a hold of. Don't just Google something and think that that's going to be AT&T. There's a lot of fake scam places out there.
Yep. It does help to know who you're dealing with because it's not very clear these days.
Yeah. Another thing, you know, that I was reading about that's one of the bigger scams is, you know, SBA loans. Be careful about who you're getting a small business loan for. And if they're demanding a huge amount of, or, you know, or a fairly substantial amount of money up front for a deposit, you know, the whole purpose of getting a loan is to get money, not to give it. And so if you're having to dump a huge amount of money in to get some money, it sounds like a scam there, you know?
Yeah.
If you're going to get a loan, make sure you're going to SBA.gov. You know, don't go to anybody else. Make sure you're getting it from the government. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to know who you're dealing with. That's why I like doing local business, you know, like those bank loans, you know, like the mortgages and stuff like that. I mean, I don't see the big incentive for dealing with somebody that you don't even know and what you're dealing with because those loans are already getting shuffled around as it is.
Yeah, no,
I like the local places.
I'm an Arvest customer, you know, and I get one from them quite often through my emails, but it's coming from them, and I know it is because it's usually coming from my sales reps that have, or staff that have been helping me with, you know, like loan to build a building, and they're the ones sending out the information to me. So I know I can trust them, saying this is one of those things you want to make sure you're not just taking that ad right off the internet and saying, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and jump in on this thing and hit click some button that you don't even know if it's Arvest that you're dealing with or whoever. Make sure you just call your local bank, you know, and that you're dealing with and get those loans that way. Just be real careful about who you're dealing with.
Sure enough. Yeah, we have good local banks. I use a credit union myself, you know, the Truity, and they've been just really excellent to work with. So
yeah.
But just in general, you know, we have good outfits. It's just have to just kind of get to know who's who.
That's exactly right.
These days.
Well, when you're dealing with technology, you know, there's so much. There's a lot of idle time that people will have out there to figure out how to make money off of you. And they're always trying some way to sneak into your bank account and get your money. So you've just got to be you've got to have that head up, and you've got to be thinking about, you know, what you're going to do. Another of those scams that you get, and I'm sure you deal with this all the time, Charles, is somebody will send you an email saying, you know, look, I've got compromising photos of you off your computer, and I'm going to dump those out unless you pay us in bitcoins, and we'll release those photos back to you. You know, all these scams that, you know, that they're capitalizing. So you just want to take those and just dump those things. Don't even read them. Just dump them. You know, don't get locked into this thing where you're going to be paying somebody in bitcoins.
Well, and then they have those ones that pop into your browser. All of a sudden, it takes over your screen that says, "Well, your machine's been compromised." You know, I get calls about that weekly.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Somebody says, "You know, we're with Microsoft. Your address is being compromised, and you know, you need to let us get into your system right away." That, you know, and then they make this some urgent issue and try to convince you that they're legitimate. But yeah, being real.
Yeah, and they're usually targeting the elderly because they know most of your techie guys that are sitting at home that do IT, they're not going to be falling for that stupid nonsense. But, you know, but somebody that's elderly that's sitting at home that doesn't know technology and sees that flash across the screen that, hey, you've got some serious viruses on your computer. Let me clean those off for you. Don't do that. Go to your local repair place and that has computers and say, hey, listen, could you clean all this stuff off my computer? Let them do it for you. You know, we have enough here in town that they can help you.
Yeah. So at least in Bartlesville, you know, we're starting to see some easing up of the businesses opening up. You know, I think Friday I started to see that already.
Yeah.
And you know, because I think the week it's the personal care businesses, the ones that are allowed to open, you know, but they have the rules for distancing and all that kind of stuff. But at least, you know, like, for example, I haven't had my hair cut in a while. It's probably half due now. So I'm sure a lot of people are in the same boat. So it's people like the massage therapists, the barbers, the, you know, the spas, they're going to start opening up. So I guess they're easing this into this thing and asking people to still conform to the distancing rules and making appointments, and, you know, just avoid crowds.
Well, I always had that, you know, I always had that male barber, that little barber shop you go to with a little pole, and, you know, you see the little striped pole, and you go in there and get your hair cut. And I've always gone and just got my hair cut. And then my wife said one time, you know, I can save you some money and cut your hair. I said, hey, I don't think I want to have that happen. I remember in the Bible some guy getting his hair cut by a woman. He lost his power. You know, she tied his head to a post. I think his name was Samson, you know. I said, I don't think I want to lose my power, you know. So I was just messing with her. But she's actually my barber, and she does a great job. You know, she cuts my hair nice, and so I let her do it. But I thought that was a pretty funny joke for her. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people kind of drop their machines off to me because that's the way I've been kind of operating. You know, instead of having to run around so much, I just have them drop off the, you know, the laptop or desktop, and I've been getting them back in business. Because, people just have to keep their stuff going, and at least the technology allows them to still operate. You know, that's the thing about the digital side that is a plus. Even though it's challenging, it's still better than nothing, for sure.
Yeah. I'm finding that, in my daily routine that I'm watching all the stuff that happens in my computer. And, you know, if you start running slow, probably getting a lot of, spam or some kind of malware that's coming down. It's just slowing stuff up. So I usually call on a guy like you to just come and clean me up. But I think our engineer is ready for us to take a break.
And we're going to take this little break, and we're going to be back with more of our Tech Talk program with Charles and Charles in just a minute, right after this one-minute timeout.
CD's Family Foods is open for you. Hours of operation are 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Their deli is open their same hours, now with more breakfast items added. The deli offers to-go orders. Curbside service available for phone-in orders for groceries or deli. And for you seniors, the time to shop is from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. And if we don't carry your item just yet, trucks are coming in daily. And the store has an in-house butcher, so your meat items are readily available. That's CD's Family Foods in Dewey.
Ernest Heat and Air says, don't let the summer heat catch you off guard. Have your air conditioner serviced or replaced with a new high-efficiency air conditioner. Call Ernest Heat and Air today at 918-335-3057 to have your AC checked. That's Ernest Heat and Air, 918-335-3057, 709 Northeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
Check their website at ernestheatandair.com.
And we're back with more of Tech Talk. It is 7:42, and let's get back with Charles and Charles.
Yeah, dealing with technology, Charles. I was talking to a guy the other day that was telling me about, he works with computers quite a bit as well. And one of the things they were talking about was this blood and saliva from COVID survivors, people who've actually survived the thing, that you can buy online. And, you know, if you take it and somehow inject this into your system, you'll just get free of this thing and it won't ever hit you. And it's a hoax. Don't fall for these things because you don't know what's in whatever they're sending you. You know, and those fake pills that they have that they say it's a medical treatment that now kills this virus. Don't just fall for stuff like that, you know. You better check on where that stuff's coming from. You there, Charles?
Yep, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just was seeing if you had found anything about that, you know, that was jumping out on your end.
Yeah, I should have been collecting those. You know, I see those all the time myself. And there are a lot of people that are, you know, just taking advantage right now and just selling stuff that it's just totally bogus, you know, because they're operating on this fear factor, you know, which is being instilled on people because everybody's afraid, you know, they're going to, you know, they have to have some options. And right now it just doesn't seem like there are that many. So, I'd be real leery about buying anything like that. Because even though they are coming up with treatments, it's not really, you're going to have to go through the regular institutions to do that kind of stuff. It's not like something you're going to buy on the black market, you know.
Yeah.
They're just scams. Well, right and left.
There was one of my friends that has a business, you know, a small business. He was trying to get his stimulus check quicker, and he saw something pop up on his screen that said that you can enter this information and they can get your check to you much quicker. So he went ahead and did that and gave them his routing numbers and access to his bank account, which to me is just unbelievable. So they had to close his account down. He's having to reopen it. And it was, take the federal tax force, I guess now, the tax force is going after this person or trying to find where that money went to. And it's just ridiculous that people fall for these things because, you know, the government has, the IRS has a special website that you can get that. But you have to go to the IRS's websites and deal with them directly in order to get that stimulus check quicker. you can't just rely on somebody that pops up on your computer. They're just wanting information from you so they can get into your bank accounts. And they were telling you in one of his that they can increase his stimulus check by going through this process, that he would get a little bit more money than what he was anticipating. And you know what? They're not going to give you more. they're just not, you know. So it was one of those things that I was like, don't do this. You know, stay away from these viruses that come through your computer, these people that are trying to steal your information. Just don't do it.
Yep. Well, you know, there's so much. Anytime you're changing, you know, hands is changing, money is changing. Mm-hmm. You have to be really careful because, you get into this digital world, things aren't always as they appear. But it's all these outside entities, you know, the people that you don't know, that you don't know who you're dealing with is the biggest concern. That's why it's so much safer just to work locally and know who you're doing business with.
Yeah. You know, being a electronics guy and kind of in science a little bit, I do like to study stuff. You know, one of the greatest things that is out there, it's gone back clear back to the cowboy days and days when the settlers used to travel. You know, they would take their canteens, just their little canteens that they had, and they would drop a silver dollar in it, and that would give them colloidal silver. Basically, it worked as a deal to heal. And so you know, these guys developed that technology. Well, I started playing with it. There's ways that, you know, you can Google it and kind of find out how to make colloidal silver, and because it's expensive, you know, and you can figure out how to make it yourself with distilled water. And so I got to doing some research and got my wife some silver probes, and we built our own, and we're making our own colloidal silver, which is one of the best virus and antibacterial cleaners. You know, I mean, it's just, it'll get rid of all that stuff. And so, you know, doing some research, there's just so many things that you can research that's good, you know, and just not jumping onto every little fake miracle cure and stuff like that that everybody's got out there, because there's not a whole lot of safety in just saying, yeah, I'll take some pill that you got out there. You don't know what you're getting. It could be a sugar pill that has nothing in it. What was it, the old snake salesman? Remember those? But, just be really careful with that.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do have to be careful pretty much in any of those kind of deals. You know, one update I was going to mention, you know, with the Zoom people, you know, everybody was being jumping on the Zoom bandwagon for doing, you know, with a family meeting or business meetings, you know, it's all the online stuff where you get to see all the faces of the people remote. You know, yesterday announced that they've got this alliance now with this Otter outfit, which does live transcription. And so basically your meetings will be transcribed for you real time, so you can actually see and have a record of your online meeting, which, you know, trying to give them a leg up. But
And then they also
announced that they've put all their focus on setting up of the security mechanism, because that was their biggest hole. And I think just the credibility probably hurt them more than anything, you know, because they told people they were doing all this encryption, and they really weren't really taking care of business like they said they were. So that's probably their biggest hit. So now they're trying to make up for lost ground, because their program really is nice to use. It's fast and it's easy.
Yeah.
And they're adding features and kind of getting aggressive with it to maintain their lead. Because they're really popular right now as far as Zoom meetings goes. And you can just jump on and make it really simple.
Well, you know, there's so much technology there, you know, and they have all kinds of features that make it more convenient for when you're doing a conference call. You know, to me, some of that software is a little bit more complicated because I'm not the computer savvy guy. But, you know, electronically, I understand that, you know, there's going to be better program platforms. And Zoom always was big for that, for bringing businesses like that together.
Yeah, they're a big player now. So they're just trying to gain, you know, get some integrity behind their business models. You know, the stuff that they're touting that they feature. But it is a nice program to use. They give you a free version so that you can play around with it, and then But then they add these more sophisticated features like this transcription.
Yeah.
That's where you got to buy. You got to buy the pro or the business version to make those work. But I'm going to play around with that because it sounds that'd be a neat feature. You know, because there's a lot of online learning going on. You know, like, for example, everybody's stepping up and taking their classes online so that the schools don't completely shut down.
Right.
And so that's happening really fast, you know, because, you know, the schools already had technology in there, so opening it up to that world really wasn't that big of a stretch. So, but now it's really taking off. So I think this changes things even going forward. You know, because now it's kind of like we got to prove the concept in a very short period of time.
Well, I'll tell you, as time progresses and as things are changing, you know, we were talking last week about, you know, church driveways, you know, people pulling in there and sitting in the car and getting their services through the radio, you know. The only problem with that is, you know, as being a young kid, I always remember that we weren't allowed to talk in church. I mean, if you were talking in church, minister would get on you, you know. And now everybody's going to be sitting in their car talking all the time while you're trying to listen to the message.
Yeah.
But, you know, it times have changed, and it's so crazy to sit there and think that, you know, this could change a lot of things for future, you know, getting together, you know, because people are afraid now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a sad thing because, you know, I love seeing that people can get together and fellowship together, you know, in a close way that way, you know, and having the pastor be able to be there with them and shake their hand and give them a hug if they need it, you know.
Sure.
It's just a sad thing to see that we've gone this direction, but it's going to change everything. And it's going to be a while before people just start running back to business. I don't think they're just going to jump in and start going into the stores the way they did in the past.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It's not going to happen real quick. So it'll be interesting to see that. But, you know, as far as the online communication goes, I think it's kind of gained some respect, you know, that it didn't really have in the past, mainly because you have to communicate, you have to do it efficiently, and there's no dilly-dallying around.
Yeah.
Some things actually benefit, you know, like when you're doing business, you know, and I don't know, you've probably sat in a lot of business meetings yourself, you know, how much of that stuff can really go away? Because, like, for example, when you get into these services where you're paying by the minute, you know, it's like this this meter's running. You know, you're not going to waste time. Communication is going to be more direct.
It's going to be direct.
Be more, so you can't dilly-dally around as much, you know. But that is part of the social element, too, though. So that's not going to totally go away.
Yeah.
But I think people will learn from this.
You know, I
because
think
the
so
online
too.
Learning exercise, I think, is going to be really opening up a lot of different opportunities, which, you know, they didn't have before.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah, I was working with a little gal who does teaching for other countries, you know, so she was actually traveling to places like Poland and places like that, you know, to actually teach, you know, high schoolers. And now she's, you know, looking at these options on doing all this stuff remote. And that seems to be, that's really going to pick up, and that's going to save her a ton just on not traveling so much.
Yeah.
And she can cover more territory, and so, you know, some people, you know, really can benefit from the opportunities that are coming up right now.
Yeah, and it's helped us a little bit, too, I think, into some points. Okay.
We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to have a little bit more of Tech Talk coming your way after this 1 minute timeout.
These are challenging times for our community, state, and region, and we recognize that at Patriot Auto Group here in Bartlesville. Hello, Tad Manning from Patriot Auto Group, headquartered right here in Bartlesville. We have dealerships across the state, but choose to make Bartlesville my family's home. We've grown to over 100 employees right here in Bartlesville to serve not only our community's automotive needs, but the entire state's. I recognize that many of you are not in the market for a new car, truck, or SUV. But should you be in a situation where your lease is up, your family situation has changed, or whatever, please give Patriot Chevrolet or Patriot Buick GMC Hyundai the opportunity to earn your business. With 0% financing available for up to 84 months, the deals have never been greater. We live and work right here in Bartlesville, supporting our local community. We attend church and support local nonprofits. We're doing everything possible to keep our employees and customers safe by sanitizing constantly and offering delivery to your home for service and sales. The future is bright, Bartlesville. Let's stick in this together. Give our family an opportunity to serve you at Patriot Auto Group. Group in Bartlesville.
Patriot GMC Hyundai, just feels right.
And we're back with Tech Talk with Charles and Charles.
Yeah, what's new coming up, Charles? Anything that's Microsoft new or anything like that?
Well, you know, they're trying to integrate their stuff, but they're trying to make a splash into this remote meeting stuff as well with their Teams product. Because if you use Microsoft Office, you know, the Office 365 product, you know, they've been pushing this for probably over a year. You know, the screen always pops up ready for you to do it. They're turning all those features on. So that's a nice, inexpensive way to get connected. You know, it's just tied to their product. So, and it actually is pretty good. I've been to a couple of those team meetings, and it seems to run fast, and they're really opening it up. You know, their biggest challenge is, you know, all that streaming going through their servers, you know, is, you know, because there's a lot more people online now, so they have little hiccups with stuff like that in certain geographic areas, but that's just in general an internet issue.
Yeah,
getting the bandwidth you need.
Well, you know, the whole thing of everything changing, you know, it's all changing due to this stuff, but it's coming back. I had most of my parts companies, you know, that we deal with, parts come from China for these phones, you know. And we've been waiting and waiting and waiting, and now they're starting to finally, you know, the old notify me when it comes back into stock is going away. We're starting to see some stock come in. The only problem is the other day I was dealing with one of them, and they said, you know, things are maybe a little bit different with your product when you get it. It won't be quite as ready for you. You're going to have to get it back to specs before you could, you know, input it into somebody's phone. And talking about that, you know, I was getting screens that didn't have the camera holders in place anymore because they're just trying to pump them out to meet the demands and with that short staff. And so I was having to glue those in myself. And, boy, what a pain in the rear that was. It was taking an extra 20 minutes per phone, you know, to try to get these little holders and brackets in because, you know, the Chinese were doing this for us. And so we're having to do it ourselves. They just send the parts and say, put it together yourself, you know. So we've been kind of doing that. And hopefully I'm starting to see more and more of the products getting a little bit more complete, and we're going to get it back to where it was at some point. But, you know, it's been a really confusing time. And then, you know, with all the staffing changes with UPS and USPS and all the different things, you always have those deals going. One of my packages for a pretty large order of screens, I mean, it was an expensive box, ended up on a porch in Oshaleta this last week.
Oh, boy.
And I didn't get it. And I was like, wow, why is this package showing up? So I finally did a tracking on it, and it showed it in a porch in Oshaleta. And I said, boy, those are water, they're going to be water damaged because it was raining like a sieve the other day. And so, sure enough, I called the company and said, hey, I didn't get my product. They dropped it off somewhere in Oshaleta. So they did a search on it and found it there. Went and picked up the package, and of course the box was just thrashed, so they had to send it back, and so they had to reimburse me and get me new screens and stuff again. But it was pretty scary stuff. But you know, everybody's so busy, there's just so much going on, they're having to change up ways that they deliver the mail because there's not nobody at the businesses, you know, so people are having to come in and pick up their mail and leave, and it's just kind of confusing.
Yeah, there's so much going on. There's not as many people dealing with the issues like you had before. So, you know, when you run on the skeleton crew, yeah, you're going to have some hiccups.
Yeah, definitely. Yep. And my heart goes out to these people doing that job because that's a hard job anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Sorting out all those boxes and all those packages, it would just be too much for my brain to handle. I'd go into meltdown mode. Postal. Is that what they call it? You just go postal.
It's tough out there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, well, we're running out of time, but hey, Charles, it's been good. We got to see each other one time this last week, which was kind of cool.
That's right. More than usual.
You brought me in an onion ring or two, and I was pretty happy about it.
Very good.
Well, gentlemen, maybe next week we can all be in here properly.
One big happy family again.
In the studio, properly distanced here. Yeah. And until then, folks, have yourself a great week. You've been listening to Tech Talk. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 7:30.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.